Nolte, Greta Thunberg deletes tweet predicting irreversible disaster by 2023. By John Nolte on March 14, 2023. Greta Damian Thunberg was forced to delete a tweet predicting the world could no longer be saved in 2023. So why did she delete this tweet? Because we're already a quarter of the way through 2023. And if the world can no longer be saved, if it's too late to reverse climate change, which is a hoax, Greta and her fascist agenda are no longer relevant. After all, if it's too late to save the world, we might as well party on, right? Here's what happened. In June of 2018, the high school dropout tweeted a quote from an article predicting climate change, which is a hoax, will wipe out all of humanity unless we stop using fossil fuels over the next 5 years. In other words, the point of no return is 2023. In other words, nothing can be done if we do not stop using fossil fuels by 2023. Well, if nothing can be done, that means the entire environmental movement might as well pack up and go home. What's the use of doing anything if it's too late? If we're doomed, Greta might as well get off the stage and live the life she would have without all the artificial establishment hype around her. And that life would be behind a convenience store cash register. Watch as Greta Thunberg calls for drastic emissions cuts to fundamentally change our society. By my count, this is the 54th prediction these enviro-fascists have had to take back. Throughout my misspent life, various politicians, experts, and scientists have made 54 dire predictions about the environment, and not one of them, not one, has come true. The environmental movement is 0 to 54. Why would any listen to a group of fabulists who are 0 to 54? Suppose a scientist knocked on your door and warned that a meteor would hit and destroy your house within the next 6 months. What would you do? Well, you'd move out, of course. But let's say the meteor didn't hit, and then 6 months later, this same scientist knocked on the door of your new house and warned of another meteor. What would you do? Would you move out or laugh in his face? Now try to imagine your reaction if this happened 54 times. That's the environmental movement. These liars have not gotten one dire prediction right, but they have gotten all 54 of their predictions wrong. It's a perfect record of lies and bad science. Oh, but now we're supposed to believe them this time. Yes, we should all eat bugs, give up our air conditioning, and turn to socialism due to climate change, which is a hoax, because this 0 to 54 group says so. What's more, we should take this weird, little scold who didn't finish high school seriously. That'll be the day. Only an insane person would believe prediction number 54 after the previous 53 were wrong, and I'm not insane. Are you? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.